In 1954, Roger Bannister broke through a barrier that scientists thought might kill him. The 4-minute mile seemed physiologically impossible, until it wasn't. Today, high school students regularly break this once impossible mark. What changed? Not human physiology, but our understanding of how excellence actually works. Here's the paradox that drives everything. We've been approaching peak performance completely backwards. We worship the grind, celebrate sleepless nights, and glorify burnout as the price of greatness. Yet the world's most sustainable high performers, from Olympic champions to Nobel laureates, follow a radically different playbook. They've discovered that strategic rest isn't the opposite of hard work. It's what makes hard work actually work. The formula is deceptively simple. Stress plus rest equals growth. Miss either ingredient, and you're either stagnating or burning out. Master both, and you unlock a level of sustainable excellence that feels less like grinding and more like flowing. Think of your last really hard workout, creative project, or mental challenge. That burning sensation, that feeling of being stretched beyond comfort, that's not just discomfort. That's your body and brain literally calling for resources, triggering an adaptation response that says, "We need to get stronger here." Elite marathoner Dina Castor understood this intuitively. Her training was legendary. 24-mile runs at 9,000 feet, lung-searing intervals, 110 to 140 weekly miles that would break most humans. But ask her the secret to decades of dominance and she'll surprise you. The workouts are the easy part. Her real edge? 10 to 12 hours of nightly sleep, meticulous nutrition, regular body work. She treated recovery with the same intensity most athletes reserve for training. Physiologist Steven Seiler discovered elite endurance athletes systematically alternate between crushing intensity and deliberate restoration, not constant grinding. Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi found creative geniuses follow an identical 3-stage cycle: ferocious immersion, complete mental rest, then breakthrough insights. Even willpower operates like a muscle, exhaust it once, and it weakens temporarily. In 1934, endocrinologist Hans Selye discovered stress itself triggers growth. Your body responds to challenges with inflammatory proteins and cortisol that signal we're not strong enough, triggering rebuilding. But excessive stress without recovery flips you into breakdown mode. The magic happens at just manageable challenges, that sweet spot where you feel slightly out of control, but not panicked. Elite surfer Nick Lamb deliberately seeks scary waves. Being uncomfortable is the path to personal development. Students forced to struggle before receiving help dramatically outperform those given immediate assistance. That voice saying, "I can't possibly do this," isn't a warning. It's a signpost marking your growth edge. Anders Ericsson's 1990s research revealed a startling truth. Experience doesn't create expertise. Physics professors didn't outperform students on basic problems. Many physicians declined at diagnosis over time. Studying violinists at Berlin's Global Music Academy, Ericsson found that while everyone practiced 50 hours weekly, top performers practiced differently, setting specific goals just beyond current abilities and maintaining intense focus throughout. When researchers measured concentration in professional versus amateur singers, amateurs used practice to relax, while professionals showed significant increases in concentration markers, focusing intently on improving specific aspects even when it made practice less enjoyable. Bob Kocher, a physician turned economist, turned presidential advisor, turned venture capitalist, embodies this principle across domains. His secret isn't superhuman capacity, but complete presence. No emails, no phone checks, no mental multitasking. His rule, do only one thing at a time. fMRI scans reveal our brains can't truly perform two quality tasks simultaneously, with multitasking consuming 40% of productive time. Smartphones hijack focus through dopamine releases during anticipation, not achievement. Elite performers understand their limits. Ericsson found top performers can't sustain intense concentration beyond 2 hours, working in 60 to 90 minute chunks with breaks. Excellence isn't about grinding longer, it's about focusing harder during shorter windows. At Google, employee hashtag 107, Chade-Meng Tan, noticed engineers excelled at turning it on, but couldn't turn it off. His 2007 solution, Search Inside Yourself, taught Googlers to transition from intense work to genuine rest, leading to clearer thinking and actual rejuvenation. The science is compelling. Your brain isn't idle during rest. Neurologist Marcus Reichel identified the default mode network, a brain region that activates during daydreaming. Over 40% of creative insights occur during breaks, in the shower, during walks, upon waking from naps. Your conscious mind works logically, but when you hit an impasse, continuing leads to failure. Only when you stop does your subconscious take over, accessing information unavailable during conscious effort. Roger Bannister's historic sub-4-minute mile came after he abandoned intense track training 2 weeks before the race to hike in Scotland's mountains. Nature profoundly enhances recovery. Students who took breaks in natural settings significantly outperformed those resting in urban environments on cognitive tasks. Even viewing pictures of nature for 6 minutes produces benefits. Athletes who conducted post-game analysis in friendly social environments showed better recovery markers and performed better in subsequent competitions. Elite performers use routines as psychological anchors. Matt Billingsley, Taylor Swift's drummer, uses calisthenics and visualization to enter the zone. Olympic cyclist Megan Garnier follows a 25-minute yoga routine before races. Olympic marathoner Frank Shorter ate identical pre-race meals to tamp down terror. Chade-Meng Tan primes himself for meetings by silently thinking something positive about each person, overriding instinctive threat responses, and enhancing problem solving. Stephen King's meticulously designed writing environment exemplifies how physical space influences performance. Ecological psychology explains why. Objects around us invite specific behaviors, activating corresponding brain regions before we interact with them. King's rigid writing schedule ensures the muse knows where you are going to be. The principle, consistently linking performance to specific routines and environments, makes excellence automatic. Dave Hamilton transformed Britain's women's field hockey team by creating individualized pre-game routines designed to boost each athlete's testosterone levels. Discovering some responded to short sprints, others to long runs. Elevated testosterone significantly improved performance, enhancing strength, energy, confidence, creativity, attention, and memory. Michael Joyner, a Mayo Clinic physician researcher with over 350 published articles, doesn't work excessive hours. He removes everything extraneous. He rises before dawn for critical work, simplifies daily decisions like clothing, lives near work, and declines misaligned activities. His philosophy? In order to be a maximalist, you have to be a minimalist. Like Mark Zuckerberg's great t-shirts and Steve Jobs' black turtlenecks, great performers eliminate trivial decisions to preserve mental energy. Research confirms this. Judges grant parole 65% of the time early in the day, but nearly 0% later. Decision fatigue impairs judgment. Elite performers schedule demanding work during peak alertness and find creative insight often flourishes during off-peak hours when the conscious mind relaxes. Your social circle profoundly impacts performance. A U.S. Air Force Academy study revealed fitness improvements within squadrons depended entirely on the least fit person's motivation. Enthusiasm spreads like apathy. If a friend becomes obese, your risk increases 57%. If they quit smoking, your likelihood decreases 36%. Elite performers curate environments and relationships to support their goals, recognizing willpower can't overcome toxic surroundings. They engineer their environment to make excellence the path of least resistance. In crisis, humans perform impossible feats, like Tom Boyle lifting a 3,700-pound Camaro to save a teenager. University of Michigan professor Victor Stretcher believes we can harness this power daily. After his daughter's death, he discovered that focusing beyond ourselves unlocks extraordinary capability. Exercise scientist Tim Noakes proved fatigue originates in the brain, not muscles. Our brain acts as a central governor, shutting down muscles before actual failure, a protective mechanism preventing harm. Jennifer Farr Davis was attempting to break the Appalachian Trail speed record when she hit breaking point on day 12. Ready to quit, she shifted from chasing records to hiking out of greater faith, honoring God, nature, and her husband. This self-transcending purpose enabled her to hike 47 miles daily through brutal terrain, shattering the record by 26 hours. Self-transcending purpose enhances everyday performance too. Hospital janitors perform better when their work frames saving lives. College solicitors raise more money after meeting scholarship recipients. Angela Duckworth's research shows perseverance isn't innate, but cultivated through purpose. To build purpose, identify core values: achievement, community, creativity, relationships, expertise. Personalize, rank them, then craft a 1-3 sentence purpose statement. Place it where you'll need motivation most. Sustainable excellence requires alternating between stress and rest. Start small. Apply the growth equation in one area. Add one strategic rest period. Build one routine, making excellence automatic. Define one purpose, connecting daily efforts to something larger.